GT Bynum's Tulsa. Tulsa will not host the Bassmaster Classic this year, as the city and many hotels had wished. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but Lee Levinson is part of a group that does not approve of the TIDs. Anybody know what the TID is? Oh, it's the Tulsa Improvement District Fee. You ever heard of the Tulsa Improvement District Fee? And when did that kick in? Was it before the Improve Our Taxes that we just passed? Or was it before the Vision 2025 thing where the taxes haven't even kicked in yet? Mm-hmm. Well, no, this was the TID, what I call it, the Tulsa Improvement District Fee. Now, they passed this. The city councilors approved the assessment amounts for tourism and improvement. On January 31st, Kevin Canfield writes from the Tulsa World, the city councilors on Wednesday approved a 3% tax on room stays at Tulsa's largest hotels. The assessment program known as the Tourism Improvement District, which certainly is doing its job so far, applies only to hotels of 110 rooms or more. Remember, this is January. Mm-hmm. Hotels with fewer than 110 rooms can opt into the assessment district. Now, opting into would mean you're going to collect more money from your customers. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine any small business who would say, oh yeah, we'd like to opt into that thing where we charge more.
it's pure socialism. Yeah, I have a sister-in-law who did this in another state, and she became head of the Tourism and Convention Bureau. And it was funded by a special hotel motel tax. Mm-hmm. But the government became the trade association for it, and that's what they're doing here. Now, Owosso's even worse. They will use it for economic development, not necessarily tourism or convention-related. For instance, the Whirlpool factory. It's the Macy's distribution plant. It's paid for out of hotel motel tax.
Right.
This is not as egregious as the Owosso one.
No, but you know what's interesting is this is actually one of the the proper taxes.
If you will.
Because you're not taxing your own citizens, you're taxing guests
to your
town to pay for things. But what they use it for is the issue. And that's a problem. And the fact that it's not uniform and that some are forced and then others can all
get around. And then go back to your first point. Are you saying it's okay because the right people are getting taxed?
Yes.
And who are those right people?
People, not us.
Actually correct. People who visit you. Because those are people who are coming to benefit from our prepaid and built infrastructure. We prepaid in our taxes. We built our infrastructure. Okay. They came to visit it.
Here's my problem. You have a socialism, a government takeover of a trade association or of an industry.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah, okay. And that alone makes it inappropriate, number one.
I agree.
And number two, you aren't just targeting the people who that tax goes to benefit. Anybody coming in during that time is not necessarily part of this, you know, Bassmaster.
Yes, that gets into the uniformity of the whole
thing. All right, let's get back to the story. Kimberly Jackson, Wednesday.
Are you conceding defeat?
Let's not get back to the story. Something happened while I was gone. I have no idea what you're talking about. Somehow the climate's changed. November 20th, 2019, Wednesday, Kimberly Jackson. She's the one who writes the story of KTULT TV Bassmaster Classic not coming. She quotes Ray Hoyt of Visit Tulsa. You ever heard of Visit Tulsa?
No.
You've never heard of Visit Tulsa?
The only reason I visit Tulsa.
Ray Hoyt, he's of Visit Tulsa. He says of the Bassmaster Classic, it's one of the top three events we've hosted in the last 10 years.
It's
obviously disappointing. Mm. We have to pass on it. But again, financially, until we resolve this, we're not going to make a commitment unless we can guarantee it. Now, Tulsa decided, according to the story, not to bid on the fishing tournament because of a delay in funds expected. from the Tulsa Improvement District fee, which is an additional 3% fee that hotels would pass on to those visitors that David and I agree on are the people that should pay it. Now, the money was to be used to attract and maintain events and contract incentives. This year, Tulsa could not afford to do that. Now, it's funny because in 2013 and in 2016, we were able to afford it, and that was well before the added tax. That one of the problems that Lee Levinson has is that they've continued to collect the tax, but then they didn't use it.
Right.
And I'm saying that it is as a punishment to the people who are arguing about the passage of the tax in the first place.
Tom, is it tied up in court? Is that
it's
why?
It's tied up in court. They continue to collect the tax from those people who are charging it, but they haven't used the money to do their advertising and marketing, and they're claiming we can't bid on the Bassmaster Club. Who's they? Yeah. It says Tulsa decided. Who's Tulsa? G.T. Bynum? Or is it Ray Hoyt? Who are the people that decided we're not going to bid on it? We didn't need that extra 3% in 2013, and we didn't need that extra 3% in 2016. Why do we all of a sudden can't bid on it now? This is my problem with the Bassmaster Classic.
It's the Cincinnati Swamp, that downtown city hall on Cincinnati.
Four people. You know, I told you I was worked up.
Yeah, you are. Get on
this fish thing.
Remember, we have mics now.
This fish thing is driving me insane. Oh, well, they'll get it then. They won't hear it because it'll be distorted. So Don Butler is the first Bass member in 1968. He paid $100 for a life membership. A lot of people don't realize, because they weren't born yet, in 1969, Bob Cobb, anybody know that name? Outdoors editor of the Tulsa Tribune, becomes the first full-time Bass employee and editor of Bassmaster. So, you see, the Bassmaster Classic isn't just some fishing gig we passed on. It goes
it's a Tulsa tradition.
It goes back to the very basis. In 1971, the Don't Kill Your Catch campaign launched out of concern for the future of conservation of bass populations. That's conservatism. That's what that's called. Bass establishes anglers for clean waters. Oh, it combats water pollution and habitat loss. 1972, and this is the thing that G.T. Bynum doesn't want to be associated with. He just can't afford it this year. The first catch and release tournament, 1972 in Florida. An innovative rig. These pros rigged a crude aerator systems fashioned from garden hoses and sprinklers in 1972 just to conform to the new catch and release rule. Aerated live wells have now become standard as bass boat manufacturers embrace the idea of conserving, oh, there it is, conservation of the resource. 1973, Ray Scott testifies in Senate hearings against user fees on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And on the lakes, Congress overturns the charges for people who want to fish and anglers, this huge like that. 1976, Ray Scott, who started the Bassmaster thing, appointed to the U.S. Coast Guard Boating Safety Advisory Council. He uses the post to lobby for safety reforms, such as positive upright and level flotation in boats. The Coast Guard adopts those recommendations, 1979. Ray Scott, Bassmasters, passed on by G.T. Bynum this year, inducted into the International Game Fish Association Hall of Fame. Hank Parker wins the first Bassmaster Classic, taking the title in the, oh yeah, Texas-Oklahoma border. In Lake Texoma, 1983, Oklahoma fisheries biologist Ken Cook turns pro after winning $100,000 in the first Super Bass Tournament, the richest payout in bass history right there in Oklahoma, 1983. 1985, Bassmasters TV series debuts on the TNN, the Nashville Network. The next year, live coverage of the classic, shown for the first time, and again the following year, Bob Cobb, the Tulsa original. He's executive producer, 1985. 1990, Bass hosts 13 leading scientists in the fields of water quality, fishes, and aquatic to make sure they have the first living water section in Bassmasters. Cliff Pace, 2013, Bassmaster Classic wins on Grand Lake of the Cherokees. 2016, Edwin Evers wins a Bassmaster Classic on Grand Lake of the Cherokees in Oklahoma. All of this happened in Oklahoma before the 3% that they're whining about. All this happened. 2013 and 2016, we were able to bid fine. Everything was fine. We bid and bid and bid. But now, because we're mad at Levinson for not liking the fact that you taxed him some more, we're just not even going to bid on it? You couldn't bid and lose, GT? You couldn't bid and then lose? All right.
It's interesting to note that before the Bass regulation on the construction of the craft, they were exclusively made out of cinder blocks. And it must have been way harder. I can't even imagine.
You're not making light of my...
This is the role
of regulation. Where's it going to be happening, this?
Do I care?
Well, I'm just saying,
my bedroom.
I mean, look, Branson, if you got it, congratulations. They're probably going to keep it.
Congratulations, we hate you.
I only studied the history of the Bassmasters Classic because I was angry that G.T. Bynum and Tulsa somehow passed up on even bidding on it.
Well,
but then I found out how endemic it is to our history.
Well, here's the thing. It was started as a private venture. What in heaven's name is the city having anything to do with it whatsoever? Whatever. Our tax money does not belong in it in any way, shape, or form. What is the city doing about it?
It's socialism. It is the progress of humanity.
Well, it sounds like what has happened is Bassmaster or the Bassmaster Classic Corporation, whatever they are, is they're looking for deeper pockets than funding it themselves. And actually doing a production, what they're doing is they're selling it to communities and letting the community
do it. That's a good point, Tom.
I'm a logic hound. If you're a communist, always be a communist and I'll be okay with it. Mm-hmm. But if you flip-flop back and forth, that's the problem I have. So GT is saying, hey, we want to be a top 10 city, and we're going to not... The lack of effort of getting this Bassmasters Classic when we are in it to the hilt from the beginning, and we know it's a lie. They didn't need that money to advertise our market. They've already marketed and advertised. We are already in bed with the Bassmasters Classic.
Okay, what are the chances that George Kaiser told G.T. Bynum that it doesn't fit Kaiser's image of Tulsa's future?
Magic 8-Ball says most definitely.
Can you have a Bass tournament? Can you have resources from the city going to that and set up a civilian review board to persecute police at the same time? I don't know that you can do both.
And look, I just threw that out there when you don't have a reasonable, understandable explanation of why something happened, you're going to get conspiracy theories. That's why,
legitimately so, or deservedly so.
Yeah, deservedly so.
Yeah. Look, GT, it's time to come forward. Tell us what's going on. Are you in charge?
We know you're watching. And remember, Jeffrey Epstein did not.
Oh,
very good. It would have been
I have a tear welling up in my eye.
I guess because I have so much pride for Tulsa, it would have been a better story if GT and Tulsa and Hoyt would have said, you know, we tried real hard and we just couldn't catch that Bassmaster fish. You know, but it's saying we didn't even bid on it.
No.
Okay, that is low effort and that just sucks.
It's kind of disgusting. That $100,000 in prize money, or rather $14 after taxation, could have gone directly back into the Tulsa economy.
The problem is they didn't want to see all those fishermen with those long fishing poles trying to get on that Aero bus trolley.
Yeah, you've got to. I mean, folks, if you're going to be mayor of this town, you're going to... Yes, that's right. You got to man up and say, either we blew it or here's what you don't know, and explain it. But the people want an answer. We're going to make up our own.
Okay, blowing it is not putting forth any effort to get the Bassmasters Classic. By trying to get the Bassmasters Classic and not getting it because you didn't have enough money, that's understandable.
This is the difference between a politician and a statesman. A statesman owns it. He says, okay, the buck stops here.
Six generations of Bynum and not one of them carried a fishing pole. They all carried a gavel.
There you go. There you go.
McKay is okay for 24.
There you go. Tom McKay for mayor.
There you go. Start the GoFundMe now. Because we got no cash. All right, let's move on to another exciting issue.
Lettuce.
Unless you want anybody else on the fish thing.